Welcome to the Raw and Uncensored Ambitious Podcast. During our time here together, I will be instilling all of the strength, power, and determination you will need to use the very stones thrown at you to build your ultimate empire. We will redefine the word bitch from the derogatory to the acronym being in total control of herself. So let's adjust our crowns and prepare to live life ambitiously.
Yeah, here I am, the original HBIC, Katie Babine. You guys are like, whoa, what is going on with this intro? Well, I'm switching it up a little bit because I'm running for office in my town and I want to talk to you guys about the common beliefs why women don't run for public office. And some of the reasons I have actually encountered in the last month or so since I have decided to run for planning board in my local town of Windham, New Hampshire. So I'm going to ditch my stage name this week for the podcast, and I'm going to go to my married name, which is the name that I'm running for with my office of town planning board. It has to be like my legal name. The name that's on my license, the name that's on, you know, my deed and my home in Windham, New Hampshire, which is Katie Babine. So today I'm not Katie motherfucking Boyd. I'm Katie Babine, and we're going to get into it. So I want you guys just to humor me today because I have, in my opinion, stepped into this place of unknown, and it's actually scary and it's so uncomfortable, but I also had to take a step back and say to myself, if this was your women that you coach and they felt uncomfortable and imposter syndrome was popping up for them when they decided to do something outside of the box, I would tell them, of course, this is the best thing that could ever happen to you. You're going to grow. You're going to evolve. You're going to be so much more ambitious than you were yesterday. And I had to hold the mirror up to myself in the last couple of weeks because I have been literally pooping my campaign trousers on how out of my league that I have felt and how uncomfortable and how much imposter syndrome and anxiety and nerves have been coming up since I chose to run for town office. I'm kind of in a place in my life right now, guys, where we as women have to stop bitching and complaining if we don't like the way that things are running. I truly believe, you know, and like the Dalai Lama said, the world will be saved by the Western woman. And I truly do believe that. And the last couple years since the pandemic and the presidential elections and all of the tomfoolery and fuckery and bamboozlement that's gone down over the last couple of years, no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, shit's been mad fucked up in the last 4 years, especially. And I was complaining and bitching and talking about all these things all the time. And I finally said to myself, Katie, you can't bitch and complain if you're not going to put your money where your mouth is. So I decided to run for town planning board. I have never run for public office before. I'm going to talk to you about why I think I'm qualified today. But before I do that, I actually want to talk about the common beliefs that women have that actually stand in the way of them pursuing public leadership. It stands in the way of them taking risks that could change the trajectory of their lives, and it stands in the way of their eventual and inevitable success. And a lot of these kind of beliefs, if you will, not only are beliefs that women who desire to run for a political office have, but I have done extensive research on this. And I think that all of these beliefs are beliefs that we as women have about everything in our lives. It's why we can't get the job. It's why we can't open the business. It's why we can't find the husband. It's why we shouldn't have children. It's why we shouldn't leave our shitty job or move or whatever, start something new. All of these things all have in common with just being alive as an ambitious woman in this day and age. So I want to talk about that. And then at the end of the podcast, I want to read my qualification letter to you. And then I want to urge each and every one of you to maybe run for even a small position in your town. Because like I said, if you don't like the way that things are going, you have to change it. No one's going to come and save you. And I think Tolstoy said, everyone thinks about changing the world, but no one thinks about changing themselves. And obviously I butchered that quote, but it's true. And I had to say to myself, you know, Katie, you can't complain. You can't talk shit if you're not going to actually put your money where your mouth is and get out there and do something that's way outside of your comfort zone, which is run for office in your town. So I want to talk to you about the common beliefs that women have, why they don't run for some kind of public leadership. And I want you guys to also listen to this, even if you're never, ever, ever going to run for any kind of leadership position ever. I want you all to remember that you may not be running for office, but you are a leader to your children. You are a leader to your husband. You are a leader to your friends and your family and your colleagues. And I don't think that we as women realize enough, if at all, how many people are watching us and are garnering inspiration and motivation just by us doing these small little brave things. And since I made it publicly known that I'm running for town planning board in my town of Windham, New Hampshire, so many women have reached out to me and just said, like, you are such a badass. You are such a badass. This is so ambitious. And I really am proud of myself because I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm a smart ass bitch and I am very intelligent. I mean, I'm no Einstein, but I'm very intelligent and I can learn and I will totally throw myself into this position once I win. And I will do everything it takes to do the best job that I can for the residents of Windham, New Hampshire, for them now and for future generations, because this is my forever home. So I want to talk to you guys first about why women don't pursue these leadership roles. And I want to talk a little bit about what I've been going through too, just to fill you in and help you understand that, yeah, I'm ambitious and I am the HBIC of this ambitious movement, but I still get scared and I still feel not enough and I still have imposter syndrome. And that's okay. Because when you stop feeling those feelings, it's probably time to like wrap it up. I always want to have nervous feelings. I always want to feel a little bit out of my comfort zone because that means that I'm doing big shit. And when everything is just copacetic all the time, that means that you're probably not really doing big shit, right? So here's some reasons why women don't run for public leadership. So number one is they don't feel qualified or confident enough to run for office. Now, let's just think about this out of the political arena. Let's just think about this just in everyday life. How many women do we know in the world who are so overqualified, who have so much to offer, and because they don't feel qualified and they don't feel confident enough that they slap their creator in the face and they don't use their unique skill set and talents and gifts and abilities to help the people around them. So I'm here to tell you that the kingdom of heaven is within you now, and you have everything that you need to be the HBIC of your life in whatever arena in your life that you are tackling. You are already qualified. There's never going to be a perfect time. Like I would say to myself, oh, like I'll do it like next year. Or I'll do it when like this happens, or I'll do it when I have more time. There's never going to be a time where it's the perfect time. Sometimes you just got to like shut your mouth and buck up and just do the thing. The next reason is these women don't see themselves in any elected officials. So they don't look like a politician, right? Do I look like a politician? I mean, for Christ Almighty, if you saw my signs in Windham, they're pink and black. Everybody else's signs are red, white, and blue, blue, white, and red. Everyone's like super like USA, USA, USA. I have pink and black signs. That is my brand. I am ambitious. No other color is my scheme. So I don't know how I can look less like a politician. It's okay. What the hell does a politician look like? Like an old white man? Is that really what a politician looks like? But we as women have to change the game. We as women have to be like, I know that I don't look like, you know, a 75-year-old white man whose family came over on the Mayflower in the, you know, 1600s. That's okay. We need more women like me, like you, to do things in a public arena and use our gifts and use our talents and use our special skills to help evolve the world and our community and our children and our loved ones. The next reason that women don't pursue public leadership is they don't want to be judged for who they are. One of my biggest fears is for people to be like, how can you run for this political position or this town office if you swear and your whole brand is about being a bitch? That was a really scary thing for me. And, you know, if people really know me and they love me and they really like get me, they know that I am like a multifaceted, multi-passionate conundrum, enigma wrapped in a riddle. Like, one day I can look like Wednesday Addams. The next day I can show up with a bow in my hair. One day I'm swearing like a sailor. The next day I'm at church. I mean, that's just who I am. And I don't fit the mold of a political person. I don't fit the mold of someone in the public eye in that arena. But again, if we want to make change, we have to be the catalyzers of that change. So let that go. Let it go to be judged. You know, people are going to judge you regardless, whether you do or do not. I would rather be judged for doing than be, you know, one of those quiet, timid souls who, like, they're not even in the arena in the first place. So if you are complaining and bitching and you're judging people and you have never been in the arena, you need to shut your fucking mouth. The next reason is they can't afford to be a politician. I am totally funding 100% this entire campaign, and it actually is expensive. It's cost me thousands of dollars. Thank God I have the means to do that, and I haven't done this. Maybe down the road, this is something that I'll learn how to do and I'll plan to do it. But, you know, there are people who will back you, who will give you campaign contributions. So don't think like that you need all this money to run. I mean, most people that are running for, you know, even office of like the president of the United States, the job of the you know, our commander in chief, they're not using their own money. They're using donors' money. So don't be overwhelmed by that. That's another thing that I think a lot of people are really afraid of. Like, I could never afford to be a politician. I could never afford to run for office. You can. You just have to get, you know, smart about it. And you have to ask people to help. A lot of people, they don't have a huge network of people. I am blessed to have a very large network of people who support me. But if you really want a huge network, you got to do the right things, right? You got to go to church. You have to be involved in the community organizations. Like tomorrow, I'm going to the senior center in Windham. I've never been there in my life. I used to love when I was a title holder in the Miss America pageant. One of my favorite things to do was to go to local senior centers and paint and do therapy with them and play cards or bingo or even Monopoly or just talk to people. You don't realize, like, our elders in our community hold the wisdom and they remember history. And history repeats itself because it is being abolished and because it is being wiped out. And people look at the elders in our community and they're like, oh, aren't they cute? They're not cute. They're badass motherfuckers. They're the ones that fought for our freedom. They're the ones that did the unthinkable. And if you could just sit with a senior who's had a really beautiful long life and you just ask them questions, they are a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of wisdom. So do the right things. If you really desire to get more involved in your local community, you desire to have a larger network, go out and seek it. No one's going to knock on your door and be like, hey, do you want a new network? No one's going to do that to you. The next thing is people don't know where to start. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I was just like, I walked into the town hall. I went up to the town clerk. I said I was going to run for planning board. She kind of looked at me like, okay. I wrote my name down with the other people who are running with me. And that was it. I mean, that's the first thing I did. And then I talked to a lot of like friends and colleagues in my area who have also held different titles and different positions on different boards, and just asked them, like, you know, who should I speak to and what should I do? And, you know, they said, okay, well, you should get some signs and you should get these things called palm cards and hand them out with like all the things that you stand for. And this week I'm going to be going to the transfer station, which is like where people dump their trash. And I'm going to stand out there with my signs and I'm going to shake people's hands and I'm going to meet people and I'm going to go to different events in the community. And that's what you can do. And listen, you guys know me. No one has a busier life than me. And if I'm making time for this, then you can too. The next thing is, no one really knows about what really goes into being an elected official. And like I said, I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I had to ask people questions. I had to, you know, Google. I had to Google things, right? I had to do my due diligence and learn. The next thing is, they don't like public speaking, and public speaking could be a fear of theirs. Unfortunately, and fortunately, I was groomed and bred and raised, you know, with media coaching. You know, I've had my television show. I've been a pageant girl my whole entire life. I have had a business for 25 years. Speaking from, and I've also, you know, am a high-priced speaker. You know, I get paid a lot of money to speak at different events about what I do. So for me, it's like, that's not a problem. But let me tell you something. I went to a candidates night a couple weeks ago, and I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I was not ready for that. There was like 150, 200 people in a room all staring at me. I didn't know that I had to go up in front of a panel of people and do an opening statement and a closing statement and have questions fired at me that some of them I didn't even know how to answer. But I did my best, and really, practice makes perfect. Public speaking is not something that people are born with. It's a craft. You have to hammer that craft. You have to go live on social media. You have to go, you know, give free talks and free lectures. Just practice with your family, practice with your friends. I know this sounds kind of like, really, Katie, but like, I think that great speakers, it's an art form. And I have honed my skills over the years, and I am still nowhere even close to being the speaker that I desire to be. So get out there and get yourself uncomfortable. This is one that really kind of, I had a lot of thinking to do about this. You know, you got skeletons in your closet, right? You might have had a checkered past. I was on the phone with my mom the other day, and I said, one day I'm working at the Foxy Lady Strip Club in Brockton, Massachusetts, and the next day I'm running for town office. I mean, who cares? And if people are like, oh, this person had a checkered past, or maybe this person was into drugs at one time, or had an alcoholism, or some kind of, you know, maybe they had a mugshot when they were like 17 years old. I don't know. Whatever. People's skeletons are all different in everyone's closet. It doesn't mean that you can't change. You may have been a bag of poopy doopy for a very long time, and one day you woke up and God was like, yo, bitch, what the hell are you doing? Get your shit together. I didn't put you on this earth to be a mediocre motherfucker. If people are going to hold your past against you, they're probably never going to vote for you anyways. And that's okay. Not everyone is going to like you. I've had to learn that over the years, and I've had to learn that the hard way. And I'd rather be someone's shot of whiskey than everyone's cup of tea. I think Sarah Jessica Parker said that in Sex and the City. So don't worry if you have skeletons in your closet. Don't worry if you weren't the perfect person. Who cares? It does. And this is just my personal opinion, I think that when you have adversity in your life and you've gone down a bad path, that is actually what equips you to do this kind of work, because you have faced adversity and you've pulled yourself out of the darkest places in the world, and you're thriving, and you're not only surviving, but you're thriving. Like, I actually trust people who have checkered pasts over these people who claim to be perfect. And this is just my personal opinion, but I admire that. And I actually look for it in candidates. When people show up and they're too perfect and they're too poised and they're, you know, they don't swear and they look like they were born with these silver spoons in their mouth, and they come from, you know, they have Locust Valley lockjaw and they're coming from the Hamptons on the weekends. I don't really trust people like that. I want to know that you are a fucking heroin addict and you dragged yourself out of that place to be who you are. That's what I want. I do. I know that sounds crazy, but I think that people who have been besmirched and who have checkered past are just way better leaders. And if you really listen to top podcasts and you really listen to incredible motivational speakers, every one of those people have a story of adversity and that came from really dark places to be who they are. So don't worry if you have skeletons in your closet. Don't worry if your past wasn't, you know, perfect. I think in any conversation, I trust you more. And I think that you have more to offer the world. The next issue is people are afraid of what if they don't win and they spend all this time and all this money and they embarrass themselves and everyone's laughing at them. No one gives a shit that much. I mean, at the end of the day, and I thought about this too, like, what if I spend all this time and all this money and all this effort and I don't win? Who cares? First of all, most people aren't even paying attention to what you're doing. They're not even paying attention to what they're doing. So, you know, people might say, oh God, who cares? Katie Boyd, what a loser. She ran for this office and she didn't win. What a loser. Okay. And then you know what? Tomorrow I'll be old news. Who gives a shit? So don't let that hold you back from doing anything competitive or putting yourself out there or just being a leader in your community. The next thing is people don't know how to campaign. I had no freaking clue. One of my really good friends, Kelly Gallagher, her husband was on the school board out here. I've been talking to him. I've been talking to other people who are already elected officials in town and just like picking their brain and shooting the shit and asking them how I can help them. Because it's one thing if, you know, you're picking their brain, you're asking them for help, and then you don't ask them, how can I help you back? And that's what I've just been doing. Like, how can I support you? How can I help you? What do I do over here? What do I do over there? Like I was asking someone today at church. Do I go on the day of the election? Do I stand at the high school with like my signs? Like, do I get a bunch of people to go? Like, what do I do? And, you know, he was like, oh, that would be really good. And he wasn't like, yes or no, or definitely, or absolutely not. He was like, yeah, whatever. I think that we think that there's like this mathematical scientific equation to like do anything. And like, honestly, most people that I know, including myself, are very successful because they literally throw shit to the wall and see what sticks. And that's what I've been doing, you know? And there's time when I do win the planning board seat. There's time where I do immerse myself in all of the laws and these things called RSAs. And I talk to the people on the zoning board. And, you know, I learn all these things that I don't really know a lot about. And I educate myself about. Because you all know me, I'm like Rain Man. I'm like a dog on a bone. Once you put me on something, like I'm a nerd and I'm going to learn it inside out. And I'm always going to do what's right for our town and taxes and the people that live in our town. But I think a lot of people think, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to campaign. I don't know how to do all these things. No one does. No one freaking does. No one knows what the hell they're doing. Honestly, I hate to say it, but now that I know just from a microcosm of doing this campaigning, it's kind of like politics is a joke in a lot of ways. Like we think that all these politicians are so groomed and they know everything that they're doing. Most of them have handlers. Most of them have speech writers. Most of them are reading off of teleprompters. Some people barely, you know, some people are fucking falling down the stairs. Some people are falling off their bikes. Like it's just, I don't know. I think that we give these people these God complexes and we give these people like all of these accolades and like half of them, you know, they can hardly get out of bed in the morning. They need someone to like help them do all the things. So let that shit go. The next thing is people will say, well, I'm not really that into politics. I don't really know a lot about politics or policy and politics aren't that interesting to me. I always thought that too. And then the last 4 years, I got very involved in, you know, different ideologies and politics and different things that are going on in our world. And I started getting so angry and I was like, this is wrong. And this is so unfair. And, you know, when you make a lot of money like I do, and you have to pay a lot of freaking taxes to shit that you don't even support. And it's so frustrating. So a lot of people would be like, oh, this is happening. I can't believe my taxes are going over here. And what the fuck and what the hell? And this is happening in my town. And, you know, they're building things that are wrong or they're not conserving this or they're doing too much of that. They're not doing enough of this or, you know, everyone's got an opinion. They're like assholes and everyone's got one. But then those same motherfuckers are the ones that will not put their money where their mouth is. like I said the other day at the candidates night, it's like a lot of you are here and you are relying on the people up on this stage to save you. And we have to work as a community to save our community and to save each other. That is what community is about. We can't rely on one single human to solve all our problems. That is victimhood and victim mentality. And that is not what I'm about. So you may not know a lot about politics, but I'm sure that you pay taxes and I'm sure that you are angry about a lot of things. So if you complain ever about your taxes or you complain about different things that are happening in your town and you don't like the leadership and you're bitching and complaining about, you know, immigration and you're bitching and complaining about this thing and that thing, then step up and do something about it. Because if everyone stepped up and did something about it, the world would be a different place, guys. A lot of people think that politics are also dirty. And I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really experienced that in my town because I am staying out of the fray and I'm not getting involved in the local drama and the trauma. And I don't really want to know anything about the other people that I'm running with. When I win, obviously I'm going to probably know these people in a more intimate way, but I think that, you know, cause a lot of people have come to me and they've said really bad things about other people on, the different boards and who to watch out for and who not to align yourself with. And I say to each and every one of those people, you can ask them. And some of these people are amazing humans, right? They don't even mean to say it in a derogatory way. They're actually just really looking out for me. I say to them, I'm going to listen to what you have to say about this person, but I'm still going to make my own decisions. And I think that if more political people thought like me and acted like me, again, there wouldn't be this such a divide in politics and in our community and in our towns and between the people, you know? So yeah, politics are probably really dirty and we've seen a lot of dirty politics over the last couple of years, but for me, I'm choosing to stay out of that and not associate myself with it because I still run many multi-million dollar companies. My husband runs many companies. I work a lot. I'm very dedicated to the women that I coach from all across the globe on my Ambitious app, in my mentorship program. So I can't really be distracted by the minutiae and the bamboozlement and the fuckery and the tomfoolery of local town politics. You know, I'll listen and I will definitely take it into consideration, but I'm still at the end of the day going to make my own decision. The next thing is I have a family. How do I balance spending time with my family and still supporting my community? I think that that was one thing that I was really worried about by doing this because like right now in the campaign, it's a full-time job. I mean, every hour of the day, I'm writing a speech. I'm talking to different people. I'm going to different events. I am preparing myself to speak. I'm going live. I'm putting ads in the newspaper. I'm making signs. I'm working with all these different people. It has been a lot of work and I'm still running my company. So I totally get it. But I think that if you run for a local, you know, political position or a town position, and you really just kind of listen to what I said before and you just stay out of the drama because I feel like the drama and the fringe is what is the time suck because I'm actually really enjoying doing all these things and it really allows me to use my very unique skill set with fundraising and community service and speaking and motivation and all that. But I think that what takes up a lot of time isn't like the board meetings and it's not the events. It's the drama and the trash talking and the mudslinging. And I will not get involved in that. So, I mean, just don't get involved in it. You'll have all the time in the world. The next issue is, what if I don't have thick skin? Again, for me, my skin is thicker than a motherfucking rhinoceros who had a baby with a stegosaurus. I have been dragged through the mud my entire life through pageants. And then, you know, just being popular in my high school. I've been dragged through the mud during my college career, my pageant career, having an international television show. You want to have some people come for you? Have a television show. Social media, all those things. For me, I realize that no one who is happy in their lives and no one that's doing better than you have the time nor the want or the desire to talk shit about you. So just know that anyone who's talking shit about you and acting like a see you next Tuesday or a fuckface, they're not doing better than you, sis. They're not doing the most, okay? Most people wouldn't even have the cojones to get up and do what I have just done in the last month of my life. So don't even think about what I just said about having the thick skin and whatever. Just know that if people come for you, they're not fucking happy. They probably need to get laid. You know, there's not much going on upstairs. They're egoic and their whole identity is whatever. It's not being a good person. So we got to let that shit go. The next issue why women don't get into these leadership roles is they feel like they don't have the career background or any career background. And listen to me right now. If you pay taxes and you're a United States citizen, you have every right to be in these leadership roles. I mean, I am a TV personality. I am a business coach. I am a woman's coach. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm all these things. Who do I think I am being in some kind of like a political arena or a local town position? I have no reason to ever. But like I said before, if you're a taxpayer or you have children in the community that go to the school, or you're an American citizen, or you just have fucking breath in your body, you have every right to run for town office. The other thing is they don't know where to find the resources for running for office. Go to your local town hall. Say, what positions are open? Because every year, like for instance, like the planning board that I'm running for, there's a gentleman that I'm running with. He's an incumbent. He's been on the planning board for years and years and years. His like stint is up and he's rerunning for a reelection. And then there's other offices in town that are running with no one against them. And there's a lot of other places that have huge holes and huge spots to fill. Some are even paid positions. So go to your local town hall and say, hey, what positions are open for public office? And like, when are the elections and when are they coming up? You just have to ask. No one in the, you know, town hall or city hall is going to think you're an idiot. They're not going to be like, oh my God, can you imagine that bitch walking in here and asking, you know, what's seats or whatever are open. They're going to love it. They're going to be like, oh my God, this is amazing. A young woman or a woman, you know, coming in and wanting to get more involved in her community. They're going to be excited for it. So just ask. The next thing is people will say like, I don't have time or do I need to quit my job? No. Like for me right now, it's a lot because it's campaigning, but once I win the planning board position, it's, you know, once a week, a couple hours, you know, and then you choose in between, like to not get on the calls with people and talk shit and kibitz and, you know, kafetch and all that. Like I said before, a lot of the things that take up so much of our time is just fal-diddly-raw and fiddly-dee and bullshit and gossip, and which I don't get involved in. You guys know I don't like that shit. One thing I think is funny is people say, well, I have imposter syndrome and what if I don't think I can lead? I cannot imagine for one second having imposter syndrome in anything that I've ever done in probably the last 10 years, because all of these tables that I sit at, I have created for myself. But I can tell you, and this is in all honesty, I have never felt so like a fish out of water in my entire life. Which to me says, Katie, this is the best thing you can do for yourself. It is going to help you grow and evolve so much as a person. So don't worry about having imposter syndrome. Everyone has imposter syndrome. Even I have imposter syndrome. Let it go. Also, they don't belong to a political party. You don't have to belong to a political party to run for local politics or office. You don't. You can be an independent. You can make up your own goddamn office for all you care. Who cares? Because, you know, I know that a lot of people are either, you know, left or right with their ideology, but there are a lot of people who are independent. And I think that like 40% of the voters in Windham, New Hampshire are independent voters. So they could go either way. They don't really care if it's a Republican or if it's a Democrat. They're independent. They really listen to what the people say, what they stand for, their energy, their, you know, their smarty pants. And they're like, I'm going to pick the best choice. off of the facts given, and not just because someone's a Republican or someone's a Democrat. You know, look at the problems that we are in our country just for people saying, well, I'm going to just choose a Democrat because I've always been liberal or I've always been a Democratic ideology. And it's the same thing with Republicans. I'm going to choose a Republican because that's what I've always done. And it's like, yeah, but you're not paying attention to the words that are coming out of these people's mouths. You're just going with the ideology of the right or the left. And you're getting fucking bamboozled. And then you bitch for 4 years and complain for 4 years that, you know, well, I did what I thought I was right. Well, you know, you didn't do what you thought was right, because if you did, you would have listened to the words that were coming out of people's mouths, and you would have listened and watched the track record that they've laid down and then made your decision. The next thing is people will say, well, look, I don't feel connected to my community. I didn't feel connected to my community either. I mean, yeah, I had a lot of friends in town. I love where I live. I would die for it. It's the best place in the world, in my opinion. But I wasn't going to the senior center. I wasn't going to all the local events. Now it's like, I'm so excited and so elated and to just like think, oh, I get to do all these really cool things, you know? And sometimes people don't want to run for office, but they just want to support in other ways. Go to your local town hall and ask how you can support. I can't tell you like how many things there are in our town that just don't have the support and the funds and the bodies to help. And what happens is we get so overwhelmed that we don't do anything. And I think that 98% of our population on this earth are doing just that, absolutely nothing. Yet they're yappa, yappa, yapping all motherfucking damn day, talking shit about what's right and what's wrong and this and that. And if I was there, I would do this way. Well, then fucking do it. Then do it. Ask how you can help. You know, every morning when I get up, even before I was running for planning board in Windham, I always talk to God and I always say, God, I'm your humble servant. Use me as you will. And that is how I go about my day. Just listening to spirit and listening to my intuition and listening to that still small voice that lives inside of me that tells me I'm on the right path. And when I thought, oh, I'm going to run for this planning board spot, I was scared, but I knew it was like, there was something inside of me that was like, this is the right thing to do. I don't know why, but this is going to change my life. And it's also going to change the lives of so many people who are living in Windham now, or will maybe live here in the future. And if I can use my specific skill set and talents and voice to help others, then it is my privilege and it is my pleasure to do so. So I want to read to you guys before we end this podcast. I want to read to each and every one of you what I read, my statement, what I read when I went to Candidates Night a couple weeks ago to run for Town Planning Board of Windham, New Hampshire. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Katie Babine, and I'm running for Town Planning Board for Windham, New Hampshire. I am a businesswoman and am the CEO of Katie Boyd's Misfit Club, a global wellness brand that includes a best-selling book, top-rated podcast, global wellness app, All Ladies Health Club, as well as being a business coach who helps women hybridize their businesses from brick-and-mortar spaces to become online mavens with their own apps so that they can scale their businesses to multiple six and even seven figures while having more time for what truly matters. Friends, family, faith, and joy. I have dedicated the last 25 years of my life to give women from all across the globe the tools to transform their lives through my unique lifestyle methodology. I am an expert in the health and wellness space and have held the title of the official coach for Miss Universe, Miss USA, and Miss America pageants for over a decade. I began that 10-year-long journey after retiring from pageantry in 2004 after having the privilege of representing the titles of Miss Taunton, New Bedford, Fall River, and Bristol County in the Miss Massachusetts America pageant. Competing in scholarship pageants gave me the opportunity to not only accumulate thousands of hours of community service, as well as scholarship monies that helped me pay my way through school to obtain my many certifications and degrees, but it also came in extremely handy to give me the courage to put myself out there to run in this 2024 election and to speak from my heart to all of you here at Candidates Night. Another interesting fact about me is I am also a television personality who has been featured on The Dr. Oz Show and Oprah after starring in my own reality TV show on E!, Bravo, and Style Networks called Wicked Fit. That being said, I am no stranger when it comes to going toe-to-toe with some of the most intimidating network executives in the biz, as well as attorneys and agents, so I'm not easily intimidated, and I always speak my truth and advocate for what is just, lawful, and fair above all else. A few personal tidbits. I'm married to the love of my life, Matthew Babine, who is by day a leader at one of the largest privately owned healthcare companies in the country, who specializes in sleep medicine. And by night, he is a two-time world champion martial artist who owns a martial arts school in Hudson, New Hampshire, specializing in children with special needs, anti-bullying techniques, and creating future leaders. I have a 26-year-old stepdaughter named Karina, who I adopted when she was 13 years old. Karina is my equal partner in one of my companies, KB Marketing Solutions, and also runs the technical and marketing branches of me and my husband's businesses as well. She graduated from Boston University's Questrom Business School and is one of the smartest and toughest young ladies I know. My deep passion for giving back has allotted me the opportunity to have raised millions of dollars for institutions such as St. Jude's Children's Foundation, as well as the Home for Little Wanderers in Boston, Massachusetts, which is so very near and dear to my heart since it is where my husband was adopted from in 1967. I have also given hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes and scholarship money to young women who were title holders for my Miss KBMFC pageant. Over the years, I have accumulated tens of thousands of hours in community service, fundraising, TV appearances, radio, newspaper, and magazine interviews, so I am not afraid to be in the limelight and to be posed as a public figure. When someone told me that the planning board meetings would be on live television, I got very excited to have the chance for my close-up Mr. DeMille once more. But seriously, everything I have mentioned about my life and career thus far has all sounded very glamorous, I know, and I wish that I could tell you that my entire life was like this, but it wasn't. Everything you just heard should not be my reality, but it is because I have a fire in my soul, and I know that my purpose on this earth is to help people around me with my unique strengths and abilities. I thrive under pressure and through adversity. I grew up in humble beginnings in Taunton, Massachusetts, and if it wasn't for my family, my close-knit community, and the incredible volunteers I worked with who I model myself after today, I can tell you wholeheartedly that I would not be speaking before you now. I was raised by strong military men, women with core values, and in the Catholic Church, and all of these factors instilled in me who I could truly be and what I could achieve no matter where I came from. That belief has shaped me and followed me throughout my entire life, and this is why I have the courage to deliver this message, and I will do everything I can to use my diverse background that I know will equip me with the strategic vision and collaborative spirit needed to address our community's challenges and opportunities. As you know, since childhood, I have dedicated my life to community service, and I am determined to give back to our beautiful town using my distinctive skill set, tenacity, and fearlessness. When I first met my now husband, and things were getting serious, he and I would take Sunday drives winding through the neighborhoods of Windham and dreaming about a day when we could buy a home here and start our lives together. Windham is a far stretch from where I come from, and there isn't a day that goes by that I am not in pure gratitude and awe for having the privilege of living in such a credible community. Windham is my forever home. Windham's unique charm, its picturesque landscapes, historical sites, and vibrant community makes it a special place that we all call home. And no one would be watching this video and here listening to these words if they didn't love this town. I'm committed to preserving Windham's allure, fostering sustainable development that benefits all residents and their taxes. Having engaged in business and family life in Windham for over a decade, I understand the importance of balancing growth with the preservation of our town's character. My goal is to ensure Windham remains a nurturing, thriving environment for families and future generations. I advocate for transparency, impartiality, inclusivity, and progress, aiming to enhance our planning processes and promote a balanced, sustainable future. The planning board must work symbiotically if we desire said sustainable future. I have no agenda, and I have no affiliations of special interest that would prompt me to run other than my dream to become a leader in Windham. Your support and vote would allow me to represent our shared values, goals, and aspirations. I look forward to sharing our brilliant collective future in Windham. And if you know anyone who currently resides here, please share this video, this podcast, with them so that they can get involved in the future of our beautiful town. And don't forget to vote for Katie Babine on March 12th from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. at Windham High School. If you would like to have a conversation with me personally, please email me at help@kbmfc.com. And I'm looking forward to talking with you about our collaborative efforts, plans, and goals for the incredible town of Windham, New Hampshire. So that was what I read. And I think I did a great job. I mean, it was my first time at the rodeo. Usually I don't say that. I always usually say this ain't my first time at the rodeo, but it was my first time at the rodeo. And I think I did a pretty damn good job. And I am actually looking forward to everything I just said and speaking from my heart and using my distinctive skill set and talents and all the things that I've achieved to help me, you know, better my town and give people a better quality of life in whatever way I can. And I urge each and every one of you here who are listening to maybe you don't want to get involved in local politics, but maybe you want to get involved at your children's school. Maybe there is a women's group out there. I have reached out recently to the Women's Service Club of Windham, New Hampshire, because I just loved what they did. They're the ones that actually put on the candidates night that happened a couple weeks ago. And it was just kind of a seamless thing. I mean, I was like really impressed with what they did. And I really want to also get involved with the seniors in our town and just learn more about Windham. It has such an incredible history, and I've been educating myself about that. And like I said, maybe you don't want to run for town office or some political affiliation, but maybe it's just getting involved in like a local club where there's like-minded people who you can have coffee with and have dinner with and just share your goals and dreams and aspirations together. Maybe you want to join a church. I don't know what it looks like for you, but the last couple of years during the pandemic, I feel like we have just gotten so out of touch with each other, and it has brought me a lot of sadness and depression. And even though I'm absolutely shitting my campaign bloomers because I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm just trying my best, it's been a really exciting experience because I've been meeting all these really amazing new people in my town and just learning, you know, all these just different things that I never knew even existed. So I urge you to get out there and meet new people and throw yourself out there. And who cares if you make a fool out of yourself? Who cares if you don't win? Who cares if you embarrass yourself? No one's going to remember. People are just, you know, flying by the seat of their pants. And at the end of the day, people don't really give that many fucks about you. So let it go. I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. And I know that I have a lot of listeners who are local from the Southern New Hampshire and Massachusetts area. If you can share this podcast with people who you know that may know people from my town, so I can get more people out here to vote for a fresh new face in the town of Windham, I would be just so appreciative. So if you do share it, tag me on your Instagram. I just joined Facebook. I'm under Katie Babine if you want to friend me on Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook for over 4 years because of censorship, but because of the campaign, there's a lot of things that I have to do on Facebook. So I just put it under my married name and I'm off to the races. I love each and every one of you guys. Thank you for going on this magical carpet ride with me and always supporting me. And I hope that I inspired you to step more into your power. Use your distinct skill set, the talents and the gifts that God gave you to make the world around you a better place. And in the meantime, don't forget to stay ambitious, and I will see you next Tuesday. Happy campaigning. Vote for Katie Babine 2024 on March 12th at Windham High School. Bye, y'all.